We are in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, in the middle of Simchin and Ches, and Halachas, of what's considered an area that's surrounded for residential purposes, a karfif, that's Mukhav Ladira. Sif Yud Aleph, from the bottom of Rishud Gimel Amad Aleph. Karfif, Yisim Beis sign. If you have a karfif more than an area of two sa, the hukav that's enclosed as a katintim and beis, Ladira for residential purposes of a nichnas by mine. Now water enters the area. Imruim l'shtiya, if the water is fit for drinking, imaval madira, does not nullify the residents. Afel amamokim shenispashtu sham yisem misasayim. Even if the area that it spreads over there is more than sasayim, afel lehem amamab, even if it's very deep. But imruim l'shtiya, if it's not fit for drinking, didn't kizran, then it has the halacha like seeds that we spoke about in the previous sif. But who? Sheyehe as a continued after Yishud Dalad, but Amkam Masar Tefachim, as long as it has in its depth 10 Tefachim. Says Mishpur Siv cut and paid down. So you have a karfif more than this design that has enclosed residential purposes. But Nichnasu b'mayim and water enters over there. Now Mayri so much a mayim kovu b'kaim b'techa karfif that the water is gathered and stagnant there in the karfif. Shasharati nice hand test brings us from the base mayor from. That we had in Simchin and Vav, and what it means to say is that if it would enter on one side and go out the other side, then it makes its own domain for itself, and it's then it's included in a karmelis, and be forbidden to draw from it. Look over there, which actually Shartin Dersha 38 brings from the Chazon Ish, that the Shain Alachas writes that one could be lenient that the water does not nullify the mechitza, even if they go out from one side to another side. Siv Katan Pehe. So, water enters. So he said that Imrim Lishtiya, if it's for drinking, or it's somewhat of a sea, is Lishtiya's Adam for human drinking. Vyesh Mekilim, some lenient Apishunim Lachvis of Adam, that even if it's just fit for like laundering or stuff like that. Which Rashar Tzin Pe Aleph brings in the Rajman of Oitz HaKadish, that writes, Maim Harum Lishtiya Ulachvis, water that's fit for drinking and for laundering. And it's obvious that he's saying either one or the other. And that's a something in the Rambam that he writes Tam, Imru in the Tashmish, but it's just fit for utility. And that's how the Ma'aser Kech writes in the Shittas Rambam, even though at the end he's pushed because he didn't see the words of Rashba, and that's a something like in the Ritva, that he doesn't mention that all drinking, just Mayim Zakim, clear water, not Mayim Makub, not murky waters, because they're not fit for the utility of a courtyard. That's because it's not fit even for laundry, as put in Avodah Zakeidish. And truth is, the Surah of Rashi is, because it goes l'shitasa in the Mishnah in the beginning of Perikos and Pasen, that a boy who wrote l'shitas adam, a pit that's fit for human drinking, it makes the mechitzas as mukav ladir. But in truth, we really wrote previous in the Be'al Locha that many disagree on him and they hold that a temporary dwelling like this doesn't make it into a dira. So obviously you have to say that here we're not particular regarding this, because even without that, originally it was mukav ladir. And mavat ladir because of this, akapanim, there's no logic. Because it's fit for utility. If that's the case, does not remove totally the name of the deer from the karfif. And now that we came to that, so we could say that even if it's not fit for drinking of a person, but rather for an animal for laundering, or similar from the utility as a courtyard, also would not remove from it the name of the deer. Because similar to netoyim, to trees, which also don't make the karfif a mukav ladira. And even so, when it is a mukav ladira without that, so it's not going to nullify the dira from it because of the ilanis. Because sometimes they're necessary also in the chatzar. And the same thing would be, in our situation, be the same thing also. Now it would seem that one could be lenient like the Rajman, those who hold like him, because it's only a suffix, the Rabban. Sivkot and Peivav. So if it's fit for drinking, ain mevat madira, it does not nullify the residents. Then the chadir mulut mezuk is no better residence than that you have a water source. Sivkot and Peizayin. Even if the area where it spreads over there is Yisim Sisayim, more than two saw, the lawyer may not say the Bar Gorov Gahai is such a big pit, in their glass is not the norm to make. The Shabbat Matz, it is common. The Adam Maisa Berech Gidele Shamayim, but Tesh Bishop person makes a huge pool of water for his utility. But Turet's burden, the Turet loved Afk Yisim Sisayim, not necessarily more than Sisayim. And Lafel and the Smal, Kala Chatz, even the whole courtyard is filled with the water. Not Mishari, it's also going to be permitted. So it's a Sharatzin, Lois Pedal, that's how it's brought in the Rush, and that's how it's written in the Chidushi Goyin Kadmoinim, like the Shitz Rambam, but they conclude that the opinion of the Ravid is not like that, rather that has to be only the majority, not all of it, look over there. And this reasoning would seem, because it's not the norm to turn the whole Chatzar into a mikvah of water. Siv katan pei ches. Now, the im in rim lishtia. Now, if the water is not fit for drinking, now regarding the other logic we mentioned before, dafka b'shein emruim, when we say it's not fit lishtia b'lo lichvis, not for drinking and not for laundering. The water was very murky. Siv katan pei ches. Then din kizraim. Then has halacha like planted seeds. Mashma loshen zeh. It sounds like from this wording, do mamish kizraim. It's literally like the halacha of zroim. L'chein there from this pash to beruva. If it's spread through the majority, kuli osur. So the whole area is forbidden. Afal imbem sasayim. Even if there's no sasayim, b'miyuta. If it spreads through the minority, im yesh bem yesim be sasayim. If it has knit more than two saw, kuli osur. It's all forbidden. Gilel b'zroim. Like we had said, this halacha previously by zroim. The Sharatzi Nois Pehe brings us from the Torah, that's as written in Rashbam is Chedushim. Now, L'chayra, he says, but the Rashbam himself writes that Davka, when it has a depth, the water of 10 Tvachim. If that's the case, how is the Chatz becoming forbidden? But 10 Tvachim is considered in all areas like a machitza, like a partition. If that's the case, so you have a machitza that separates between the water and the Chatz. So you could say there's talking about that up until that it doesn't reach the pit, a depth of 10 Tvachim, like the halacha b'rishas yachid, it first had a slope that gathers 10 tefachim from within 5 amas. So that doesn't make it rishas yachid. If that's the case, the chatzah has parts to this area which is asr. And even though the Rashba's opinion is that anything to do with the depth of 10 tefachim is permitted to utilize, that's because it's included in refesh v'tit, like mud, and you know that it's possible that his intention is in the place that even though at the end it's also going to be like you're not going to have an incline in a depth of 10 tefachim, which is not the case over here. That al-kapanim, the midrin goes down to a depth of 10 tefachim. For sure, that's not just like refresh for tit. It's not just regular normal things. This is Mishra further. He says, because achrein, achreinim, right. The chol zeh, the afka, this is all specifically, k'she'ein amik asar tefachim esvasai. If it's not deep 10 tefachim by its edge, begam im eslak asar tefachim, also, it does not gather to a height of 10 tefachim. It takes chiluch arba amos within a distance of 4 amos. The mamak asar tefachim is vasa, because if it is 10 tefachim deep at its edge, oil kapon mislak asar but takes chiluch arba amos, or at least it gathers to a height of 10 tefachim within going 4 amos. Kasle hamayim atzma nas mechitza. The walls of the water themselves become a mechitza. Bein become a mayim b'shar chutz between the area of the water and the rest of the courtyard. Bein asel lemakom hamayim atzma. So then only the area of the water itself becomes forbidden.
But as long as the depth is that of 10 tefachim, because the pach is masar tefachim, less than 10 tefachim, habalei ketit, whatever, it's like, you know, muddy. Shein chalkim shos la'atzman does not separate a domain on its own, and therefore then it would not be problematic. Bi'alacha, and dere maschel dinim kizroim. So he says, look what he wrote in Mishnah Berurah, Sivkotan Peites, which he referenced this, that if they're 10 tefachim deep at the edge, they themselves become the mechitza, which that's from the Magen Avraham over here in other achim. That's how Oseh writes in Shin and the Vav, Sivkotan Peites, name of the Rabbi, Nasogis. He says, also found the Rashbam, the Chedushim, in the first parak, and Eirvin, David Beis. And that's how it's written also in the Ritva, and the Sugya, and in the second Sfar, in the name of his Rebbe. He says, this I wrote in the Halacha, that it's gathered 10 tefachim within 4 amas. It's also brought in Magen Avraham and Shin and Vav, and as many Chorin quote it. However, in the Tfa, in the Sogya, it does not hold like that. He writes over there that if the Chatzah was near to the depth of 10 tefachim within 3 tefachim, it's also permitted because it's loved, and the Chatzah is like, it's like surrounded with a mechitza, that's his words. Now, that's like, that's not like the shear of the Magen Avraham, because he writes that even if it's gathered 10 tefachim within 4 amas, it's also mechitza. You have to say that he holds the Tfa, that we don't say mislak v'asar mitoch arba amos only regarding a mound, you know, pile of earth or a ditch that goes in the depth without water, because the walls are more recognizable, which is not the case when it's filled with water, like in our situation. And it's not similar to a bar mali mayim, which the Gemara brings it to a total rishus yachid, because there it's more recognizable because it goes in a straight down depth, similar to what that reason is written in the first svar. Look over there. It's pushing it, said Sarchin Lamaisa. You really have to know Lamaisa what to do in such in this case. The maskal b'hu shehei ba'amkam asar tefachim, as long as the depth of 10 tefachim, says this opinion comes from the words of the Rashi in the Avodah Zakeidish. And that's how the Rabbi Magid also agrees, and that's how it also appears the words of Rashi in the Sugya, and that's also Mashmoz Ridfo over there that he says that less than that is batal telechatzu. The words that come in the sanal that he proves from his words opposite, he says not understandable. However, opposite this, the truth is there are many rishonim that disagree on this. You have the Rosh and the Tur and the Tvanim and Yesh Mefarshim, that this that the says the Gemara Umkan, Slav Davka, rather to its place is called Umkam, and because it's not possible for the word without any depth, that's his words. And that is even less than 10 Tvachim, as obviously over there from the Ritva, according to this, appears look within his words. And now this Yesh Mefarshim that the Ritva brings is the Raivit, as brought in the Kedusha Goyim Kadmoinim, and also that's the Razan in the Balamar. Look over there also in the Chedusha Goyim, that's also the opinion of the Sefer Abatim. He rejects the proof of the Rashba from this case of Rekak of the pond. Because if they said by Shasarabim that its utility is by walking, when it's less than 10 Tfachim, it's appropriate to go through, you know, in the pressing situation, that's called going. You don't say that by Karfur, its utility is for residents, that if there's a puddle of water that even less than 10 Tfachim, since it's not fit for utility, it nullifies from it the name of Dira. That's his words. And that's obvious in the Rosh, the Svar, look over there. If that's the case, you have opposite the first Svar, the Razad, the Raib, the Rosh, the Tur, the Seva, Batim, and it's appropriate to be stringent if it's not a pressing situation. So the Berluchi, you should know that logical, that even according to the Svar, the Rosh, and those with him, that even less than 10 Tvachim is also Asar. However, they agreed that less than 3 Tvachim is not Asar, because that's like Aras Mikhth, is like just like part of the ground, and so it's not difficult to utilize over there utilities of the courtyard, which the Dirshu 44 brings up with the Chaznish. It's not sure regarding this. He writes, it's possible that water is Mavatl Tashmish Chatzar, even if it's not 3 Tvachim high, and the primary thing really depends if it's still useful. The utilities of the chatzar, where the water is and the remains of the tzarchim. Some of the dirshus, dirshu number 39. Regarding a pool, that the area is surrounded is more than Beis Hazayin. Shubas Mez Yitzchak writes, it's not considered as Mokepas Adira. Only if you have in the heck of the Mechitzes, like some type of a residence, then it's qualified as part of the utilities of the residence. But if it's just a swimming pool area, then it's considered as a Karfaf, and you're not allowed to table then on Shabbos, because the Issa of Tiltal in Kamel is carrying a Kamel. And the source is from the words of Sharatzin that differentiates between the area that's already Mokav Adira, then you don't have the other utilities nullified from it, a name of Mokav Adira. Between an area that was not Mokav Adira, then it does not have the power of these utilities to make it into Mokav Adira. Question number 40. If someone has intention to remove the water right away, the Chaznish writes, there's no Sfara that the Adira is nullified because of them. And if you remove the water, for sure, you don't have to break the fence and then go back and fence it again for Adira purposes. But it remains with the Tzarchim. This is number 41. Mishnebura wrote that the walls of the water themselves become mechitza between the area of the water and the rest of the courtyard, and it's only forbidden in the area of the water itself. Another chiluk, Chaznish writes, that if the water is considered as fenced in for themselves, the area of the water is qualified as a karmelis, according to the Ritva, even if they are fit for drinking, according to Taisus Dafke, if the water is not fit for drinking for the water, or for an animal for laundering, if it's more than Beis Hasayim. Some hold that even if it's less than Beis Hasayim, you're not allowed to carry out from the house inside of it, because since they're fencing for themselves, they're not secondary to the chatzar. Rav Dov Landa in Ezekiel Yonsei Chaznish points out that according to this, that it should be forbidden to draw water from a pit that's 10 tefachim deep and bring it into the house because he's taking it from a karfaf to his house. However, it concludes that if the area of the water is less than Beis Hasayim, it's possible it's not considered a karmelis, rather like a rechava, which you're allowed to carry over there in Tzarachim. Like the words of Chaznish is also written in Shubhasim Yeshu, and elsewhere he writes that regarding a city that has trees, that the Beis Meir holds that if the trees are surrounded for themselves and the area of the trees is more than Beis Hasayim, so that's a karmelis. And also if it's less than Beis Hasayim, you know, I'll carry off from the house to over there, whereas the Imre Yeshu is inclined to that it's permissible because you don't say Mechitza as Isser. However, even the Shittas, Imre Yeshu writes that if you have in the courtyard this pool that's 10 tefachim deep, inside of it, or the pit, the stintel that they have inside of it, Paris, you now carry out from there, from the house to over there. Look at me, Alacha, previously in Siftez, the Maskal Aval, it's obvious from his words, in such a situation, it's not qualified as a Mechitza Le'isr. Dish number 42. When you see from the words of the Sharatzian, that he says that, you know, the Midrin goes down to a depth of 10 Tfachim, the Shor is not included in Refesh Atid, that if the water is 10 Tfachim deep in one place, has a Alacha like Rosh Hashanah, and you have for the whole slope, a Halacha like Zroim. and it combines together to be more than Beis Haim, even if it's not gathering 10 Tefachim within 4 Amas, even though in the extent of the incline itself, it's not 10 Tefachim Deep. Chazon Ish writes, that does not seem like that, because if that's the case, then in Lidab Hashid, there's no end, because if you have an extent of 4 Tefachim, a depth of 10 Tefachim, then the whole area should be considered as Zeroyim. He also asked that it doesn't sound like the words of Beis Yisrael, and therefore Chazon Ish disagrees, and according to him, the places that are not 10 Tefachim Deep, they don't combine to be through them a share of a Makam of the Maim as Rav Chatzar, or to be more than Beis Hashem. Now this, the Sharatzin asks, why should the whole Chatzar be forbidden, but the Makom of Medrin is not 10 Tefachim deep? It is not like Zeroyim according to the Rashi. But Chazon Ish wonders that even if the Medrin is not considered as Zeroyim, however, there's a nafkamina in the way that the deep part is most of the Chatzar, then becomes forbidden whether the slope, whether the Chatzar. And also if the deep place is a minority of the Chatzar, but there is over there more than Beis Hashem, so it makes the Medrin and the Chatzar forbidden because they're breached b'maluim and their openness to this area. The Kabbana, the Chazon Ish, that even on the Medrin that's not in the slope of the Mechitza, for example, it's Maslaka 10 Tefachim within 5 Amas, however, the place where the water is 10 Tefachim deep are forbidden, and therefore it makes the rest of the slope forbidden, because you don't have by the slope a Shir Mechitza that should separate between them. This is number 43. If the Mechitzas go up above the water of Tefach, Chazon Ish writes, it's possible that even according to the Ritva, even if the Mechitzas are gathered 10 Tefachim within Dalet Amas, it's considered a Mechitza. And then he writes that all this is all according to the Mishnah Berurah, the way he explains the words of Ritva. He says, more it's appropriate to explain the words of Ritva in a different way, that his intent is that if there's a hefsek of Gimel Tefachim from the area that's dry in the courtyard until the beginning of the Mechitza, the whole Chatzah is forbidden, because in such a situation, the beginning of the Mechitza that's within the water is covered in the water, and since these waters are the reason for the nullification of the Halach of Deer from their place, you cannot differentiate in middle of the water, and to permit the area of the water that's from within the fencing from these breaches and within, and through that it shouldn't be from that within more than Beis Hashem. But if the beginning of the Mechitza is close to the area where it's dry, less than 3 Tefachim is considered from the Halach of Lavad, as if the Mechitza starts the beginning of the water, and therefore it would be effective to permit.